So Rashi says, Potter means v'kayim malon here, Potter mutlach etchila, v'yitziya Shabbos. Says here what, the locha is, even though usually a malocha shen tzrich l'gufa is Potter midiraisa, but also midirabonin. Over here we came out in the Gemara and Daf Gimel said it's mutlach etchila on Shabbos because of mishum tzara. Since a person has tsar, if he doesn't take the pus out of the pimple, so mishum tsara not to have pains, the Rabbanu will mat you here to break open the mursa. So who, what's the kash over here? So Rashi says, kash laman di osar. The kash is if you hold that it's osar to make the bia. Friday night, if you're the first bia, is osar Friday night, it's a kasha. Ta'inami loitzi damu. Who over there also, you have one to take out the dam. So I'll come over there, you say it's osar. Just like over here, we see it's mutter. L'chur hu adin, the first bia, Friday night should also be mutter. V'bout you doing a mitzvah. In other words, at most you want to say l'dam hu tzarech. So l'chur you don't have kavono to make a Pesach over there. But the kasher is now, if you learn the issa to make a bia Friday night, it's because you're making a Pesach. So he said one of the heterim is that's like a mloch, you don't want the Pesach. You mechav non to take the dam out. So since over there your kavon is only to take the dam out, so why do we say the first bia is also, and here we say it's mutter. It's the same way you have a heter here to take the pus out, and you have the same heter to make the first bia. It's not called making a Pesach, because your kavon is not l'shem Pesach, your kavon is only to take the blood out. So it's also the same thing. Hochinami mishum mitzvah hevilon l'mishri. It's the same kasha. Like how could you say it's also to make the first bia Friday night? Look, where this is going on, the tzad to say it's only nisa of making a Pesach. And again, the svar is you're not mechavim to make a Pesach. It happens by itself. You're only mechavim to take the dam out. So what do you want to say? It should be yosim with rabbonin. But here we see if a svar mishum tzar, it's mutter. For sure, mishum mitzvah, it should also be mutzvah. It should also be mutter. So therefore, it should be mutter to make the first bia Friday night. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. I tell you, hosim pokid v'okir. Hocha pokid v'lo yokir. So Rashi is like this. Pokid means konus b'yachad. It's all together. V'okir means kula min abos v'yoyim edlotzis. Over here by pimple, the pus inside the pimple for sure is like all together. And it's like just in a glass. It's all together. It's oymed to come out. So when you open up the pimple, you're taking out the pus that bechlal doesn't have to do with chabura. Like the pus is not called nivla into the meat, like it should be nisra of chabura. Mashenken hocha by dam besulim, hocha dam besulim, pokitu v'loy okir. That means, loy okir means legamri. It's not completely like uprooted from the body already. It's not completely like a pus is in the pimple. The blood by the dam besulim, el nivla ksas piksolim. It's a little bit nibble, a little bit dissolved in the walls of the rechem. Even though it's not like any other blood in the body. It's like, yeah, for sure it's called the chabura. If you cut yourself to take the blood out, that's for sure it's called the chabura. Over here, elakonus. Over here, even though the dam bisulim is a little bit gathered together, mil doima lemechuber. Here, this blood is more doima that's attached to the body. Sheina muchin lotseis kalecha. It's not oymet to come out as much as the pus is. In other words, the Teretz is that the reason why it's also to make the bia Friday night is not because of a Pesach, but mishum chabura. If you learn by breaking the besulim, by taking the blood out, you're making a chabura, now you can't ask a kasha from pus. Why pus? When you open up the pimple, the pus bechlal is not called nivla, dissolved in the basar. The pus for sure is all gathered together in the pimple, just like oymet to come out. It's just like something is stopping it from coming out. When you open it up, it just flows out by itself. That's not called a chabura. Mashenkin is the blood by the psulim. Even though the blood there is konus, is gathered together, but a little bit it's nivlar into the basar. Now it is a little bit dissolved in the meat. Therefore, when you break the psulim, you break the skin there, it is considered you're making a chabura. So that's why what the Mandiyama said before, it's also to have the beer Friday night, because you're making a chabura. And it's not doima to break in a pimple. Breaking a pimple, the pus is bechlal, not nivla, in the basar. Therefore, sure, there's no issa chabura. It is only a question of making a Pesach. So we say, if your intentions is not to make a Pesach, it's a mlocha shen tzrich l'gufa, and therefore we say, midrabonin it's mutter, b'mokom tzara it's mutter.
Bashenkin by the Psulim, if it would have only been Mishum Pesach, it would have the same heter. But the Yisra by Psulim is not Mishum Pesach, but rather Mishum Chabura Tzasa. But Marsana Ravami Shari Lemivo Batchilo B'Shabbos. Ravami Weistois made the chuppah Friday afternoon, and he was mad to them to have the first beer Friday night. So Amru Le Rabbonin, the Rabbonin asked the Shailo, I vo lo ksub ksubosa. They didn't write the ksuba yet. And the law is, before you write a ksuba, it's also to live with your wife. With the Rabbonin, you can't live with your wife unless you have a ksuba. So true, they had the chuppah Friday afternoon, but they didn't write the ksuba yet. So how was he matter to have the first beer Friday night on Shabbos? So he answered back, at fasu metaltalim. You should know, even though he didn't write up a ksuba yet, and we're talking about now with the Rishonim saying the makam and the place where the minig is to write a ksuba. Because if the minig is not to write a ksuba, then a ksuba is called a tanai bezdin. Even if you don't write it, it's command a ksuba dummy. It's as if it was written. But that's only if the minig is bechlal not to write a ksuba. But here we're talking about the minig was to write a ksuba. So since the minig is nismakim to write a ksuba, if you didn't write it yet, it's not chal. So he gave an eitz even on Shabbos, atvesu metaltlim. Give us a metaltlim to hold on to. If you let her hold on to the metaltlim, then she is so mechdas, like to stay married to you, therefore she's mutter to have beer. And Rashi says, atvesu metaltlim. Let her hold on to some metaltlim, something valuable, the value of the ksuba. Tenu lo metaltlim tachas yoda. Give her a watch. Let her hold on to your watch. V'mashkin l'shibu ksubasa. At sheyichta v'shta ksuba. Bishibut kakois. Until later, after Shabbos, you write a regular shtar ksuba. So, before we speak out, the pshat is the yisayid of a ksuba is that when an isha has the ksuba, then she's saimach das, she realizes she's going to stay married to you. Because before she gets the ksuba, she's always afraid, right away you give her a get. So, she's not saimach das, she doesn't think so much she's going to stay married to you. But once you give her a ksuba, then she's saimach das to stay with you, then you're allowed to have a beer with her. Here the svara is, since she gave him a metaltlim to hold on to, she's also saimach das, she feels secure that you want her, therefore be his mutter. But avada, right after Shabbat, you still have to write the ksuba, because there wasn't a real kinyan that's chal. Because the first time you have to kasha, like you're not allowed to make a real kinyan on Shabbos. Only mamash b'mokim a big tzarech by yishchiv meira. But otherwise you're not supposed to make a real kinyan. So you say, here it wasn't really a kinyan you're giving to your wife. You're just letting her hold on to your metaltlim, like a mashkin, Rashi says, just to let her feel secure until after Shabbos you write the real ksuba. So this is matah, kofar, that she could have via. This is matah at the beginning. That's what the Gemara is there. Right, the Rav Zvid was also shorri lemivo betchila b'Shabbos. Rav Zvid was also matah rechosin v'kala to have the first via Friday night on Shabbos. And ikad the army, some say that Rav Zvid gufa bo betchila b'Shabbos. Rav Zvid himself had his first beer Friday night on Shabbos. He held the smuta. Rav Yehuda shori lemivo betchilu b'yomtiv. Rav Yehuda was matir v'chosin v'kala to have the first beer on yomtiv by night. So he only said the edus by yomtiv. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa said like this: Mishmei derava, loy teima. Don't think that the yomtiv the shori or the Shabbos also. Don't think that Rav Yehuda makes a difference between yomtiv and Shabbos. And he was only matter the chosin and kala on yontif by night, but not on Shabbos. He said, "No, you should know." To who adin the afilu b'Shabbos namishori? Avad and avad of Yehuda is matter them to have bia on Shabbos also, because Shabbos and yontif have the same halacha. Like if you learn it's a shaila of chabura, so it's also to make a chabura on yontif also. What's the heter? Since you're not miskaven, we hold like a b'shim and shita or dover shein the miskaven is mutter. Like we learned before, it's not called the psik ratio, because it's shayich ba'atiyah to do it by the sides, not to break the psulim. So since it's not a psik ratio, therefore the loch we hold, the dover shein of miskaven is muta. So if you hold that's the etta for yomtiv, the same etta should apply on Shabbos. It's like, don't think that he only was matir on yomtiv and not on Shabbos, no. He's saying, l'chur, there's no difference. Just the story then was that a chosin had the chuppah chveis erev yomtiv, and he was matter them to have the first beer yomtiv by night, but who adin avada will be the same halacha by Shabbos, because dovish sheinu miskaven we all this mutter. Something more says Rav Papa mishmei de rovu amano that the yomtiv shori b'Shabbos also. Rav Papa says no, that there's such a halacha to say davka and yom tif, it's mutter to have the first beer. Mashmi, you're making a chabura, but chabura is mutter on yom tif. Mashenken on Shabbos is also to make a chabura. So omalei Rav Papi the Rav Papa. So Rav Papi said that to Rav Papa. Like, what kind of svar is this? My daitcha, what do you think? What's the svar you should say that it should be mutter on yom tif and also on Shabbos? The chur of the svara should be that mitoich shehutra chabur letzarech hutra namish lo letzarech. We know there's a klal of mitoich on yom tif. On yom tif, if you have a heta to do a melacha letzarech oichol nefesh, so we say a svara mitoich. Since you're allowed to do this melacha for the sake of eating purposes, who are then you're allowed to do the melacha even shlo letzarech? Here also, what's the yis of chabura netilas neshama? That's shchita. Lamaisi, you're allowed to make a shchita on Yom Tif. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tif. So mitoich that it's mutter to do this melacha of shchita, which is the yis of chabura, it's mutter to do on Yom Tif l'tzarech oichol nefesh. Who adin it should be mutter to do it shler l'tzarech also to tzarech bia, even though the first bia is not called a dvar achila, still it should be mutter. Rashi says l'tzarech oichol nefesh kagoyin shchita. That's the klal by melachis. That's where we hold. That malach is mitoch shutul etzarech hutru namish kol etzarech, but avada providing it has to be a kopon of etzarech hayom ktsas. There has to be some purpose for you that you're using it on yom tif, like l'moshe carrying. We hold you a lot of carry on yom tif, even though the yikke heteroid saw is only etzarech echol nefesh. But we hold mitoch shutul etzarech echol nefesh. Since you're allowed to carry out food on yom tif, who are then you're allowed to carry out anything that you need for yom tif? But something that you did not need for Yom Tif, then it's also to carry it out. So Guru, that's what you want to say. Maybe making the Biyah is called the Chabura. When you make the Dam come out, it's called you're making a Chabura. The Dam is considered Nivle in the Basar, and it is a Chabura. And Yod Dov Hashem Hashem Skavit is also. That's why on Shabbat is also. But the reason why on Mutter, you want to say it's on Yom Tif, you want to say it's Mutter, because Yom Tif has a new Svar of Mitoich. So he asked the Kasha, no, it doesn't apply to Svar of Mitoich here. Ela meyate, so ela meyato muta lasais mugmar biyomtif. It should be muta to make mugmar. Mugmar means you want to burn spices to make the smell come up and like smell kalim, smell clothing. Amol used to burn spice, like Rashi says mugmar. Bisomam alesh, you put the some of these spices on top of the fire. Legamar es a kalim, you want the smoke to come up and smoke into your kalim. V'yasabagodim, into your clothing, you want your clothing to smell nicely. So that's also to do on Yom Tif. So now, according to your svar, it should be mutter. Why? Since you're allowed to cook something for the purpose of eating it, his hutra namish lo letzarech. You want to tell me it should be mutter also to burn these spices for the purpose of smelling? And vice versa, we know the loch with that sasa. So see, you don't say the loch of mitoich all over. So he answered back, no, there's no kasha to me. Omalei, olecho makron, you, the pasuk says, acha sheyocha l'chol nefesh. That has to be something that everybody enjoys. L'chol nefesh means whatever you do on Yom Tov, the heter is only if it's something that everybody enjoys it. Everybody enjoys this. L'moshe carrying out. Everybody enjoys the carrying out. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out even a sefer, even something that's not l'achila, you have the svar of mitoich. So you need dover ashava l'chol nefesh. You need it has to be something that everybody enjoys. Ma'ashen can hear mugmer when you make your clothing smell well. Rashi says not everybody enjoys that. That's not a normal thing everybody does. Only the mefunakim, only people that are very careful, they can't take a bad smell. They have to make the smelling the clothes smell nice. But a normal person doesn't need it. And Rashi says. Olecha makro l'chol nefesh, dover shav l'chol nefesh. Mutter. Now, ubila shav l'chol. To have a beer with your wife, everybody enjoys that. Therefore, it's mutter on Yom Tif. Avo mugmur, to make your clothing smell good, ain't a well of l'mufunakim. It's only for someone, it's a mufunak, that can't take anything, any little bad smell bothers him, he has to have his clothing smell. But normal people don't need it. Therefore, it's not called a dover shav l'chol nefesh. It's not called something everybody enjoys, therefore it's also on Yom Tov. So Omalei Rav Acha Brei the Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha said to Rav Ashi, Ela Mayativ, that's a svar what you're saying, like if so, Nizdamen Loi Tzvi B'Yom Tov. What's going to be if somebody has the opportunity to catch a deer on Yom Tov and to shecht it? Is it mutter to shecht the deer on Yom Tov? So according to you, it should be yasa. You know why? Like, not everybody eats deer. Deer is a very hard animal to catch. Usually you have to kill it first. It's very hard to catch a deer to make a shechita on it. So most people don't have deers. So abzai, if somebody finds a deer on Yom Tov, it should be yasa to make a shechita, because that's not called something that everybody enjoys. So achinami di yasa l'mishchatei. So Amalei answered back, no. Ano dover hatzorech lachol nefesh kamina. Doesn't have to be something shchiyah that everybody does often, but it has to be something that everybody enjoys. That's the pshat. Tzvi tzorech lachol nefeshu. A deer, really everybody would enjoy eating a deer. The only reason why we don't eat deers is because it's hard to catch one. Lemaista, we don't have a deer to eat. But whoever would have a deer to eat would enjoy it. So therefore, to eat the meat of a deer is called shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody would enjoy it. Therefore, avad, if you catch a deer, you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. But over here, mugmer, the fact to spice your clothing, to make the smoke come into your clothing, to make it smell nice, most people don't enjoy that. It's one of the mefunakim, therefore that's also to do on Yom Tov. So the kids, it could be, this is a svara. There's a tzad to say that biya is mutter on Yom Tov and also on Shabbos. That maybe the first biya, there is a yis of chabura. You are making a chabura by breaking the psula, making the dam come out. But on Yom Tov, though, there's a special hetar from mitoich shutru chabura, l'sarich echo nefesh. If you're about, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, which is yis of chabura, who are then you're allowed to do another chabura on Shabbos, as long as it's called tzarech, as long as it's called tzarech of Yom Tov. And Tosfos speaks out, even though the Gemara in Deya is mashma tzarech biya, is not called tzarech echo nefesh, it's not called shavel echo nefesh, the Tosfos gives two terutzim. First Tosfos says, our Gemara is only talking about the biya rishayna, the mitzvah, the yevi tzarech mitzvah sayayim, ava shav bilas en kolkach tzarech ayayim. There the Gemara in Deya has a shiloh, if you're allowed to put out the candle in order to make the room dark, to have biya with your wife, is it mutter or not? The Gemara has a to say it's usher over there. So Halakur Toys ask, our Gemara says biya is called shavu l'chol nefesh, it should be mutter. So the first Toys answers, our Gemara is only talking about the first biya. The biya rishoni you have with your wife, since it's a mitzvah, biya's mitzvah, that is called the tzorech hayayim. That's what our Gemara says, that's for sure mutter to do on Yom Tov. But it could be other biya's is not called tzorech l'chol nefesh. But avad, you're allowed to be with your wife Yom Tov, because there's no isra. The only yisra is the first biya. Here the Gemara in Bey is talking about if you want to have the heter to put out the fire, litzorach to make the room dark, to have biya with your wife. Then Toya's second shot is that kibui is called a machshir for neichon nefesh. It's not called the melechus neichon nefesh itself, it's only a hechshir. It's only doing something to make the room fit to have biya. So that's why it's a different shot on the Gemara in Bey. But over here the kids were coming out that the biya rishayna for sure is called shavu l'chol nefesh, and for sure it's mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Hoiro Rabbi Yechanan Bitzidin, Rabbi Idi gave a het a hoiro, he paskin for everybody in Tzidin, that also live over Tchil of a Shabbos. He gave out a roh of psakalok, which also to have biya rishayna on Shabbos. That's what he's paskin. For the Gemara Kashin is Loshin, or miika haroli iser, does apply to say the word of hayro when you come in to say something that's osur. So Rashi learns like this: o mi kori iser hayro mishum dechol adam rishol lahachmir. Anybody could be machmir. For your iser ains as michas devorim. If you may say something's osur, it's not the pshat. You rely on what you're saying. Shafilu menasofik sheina locha brura loy hu bavi iser. Even when you have a doubt about something, you don't know what the locha is. You should say it's asur. Aval hamatir, somebody says something is mutter. That's called soymech al shem osoy. He's soymech on what he's saying. Oy asvaras chachmosoy. Viharo, that's the Gemara's avmino. Oharo means you're passing something of your own svara. You're telling us over your svara. So chura, your svara applies if you've been matir. If you're saying something is a kula. But to say something liyisar doesn't apply the word of oharo. So the Gemara says no. For the Gemara, in Vatanya we learn not like the Vatanan. Hoiro Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel gave a psak. Shetay Nezira Oid Sheva Shana Macheris. Vehitzilu gave a psak l'churma that she has to keep another 7 years of being a nazirus. Rashi brings down that the Mishnah Masechta Nazir, the Hilni Yamalka, Shiyotza Benola Mechama, her son, went out to fight. For Nodra, she made a neder that Sheva Shonim Nazir. She made a neder that should be a Nazira for 7 years. And what happened was she was in Chutz Laaretz for 7 years, and she kept the Naziris. And Basila Paskin, and now that she goes to Eretz Yisrael, she has to keep another 7 years. Because the law is Chutz Laaretz has Tumas Amin. Her life's like a Tumas Meis. And the law is if a Nazir touches a Meis, it's Yipol or Yomim Rishonim, he loses the first days, he has to count over again. So calls the man, she was a Chutz Laaretz, the Naziris didn't help. Say that like she's betumas meis. So therefore, Basilu said her roar that wat lechumra that she has to count over again another 7 years when she comes to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, it's possible to have a shame her roar even though you're saying lechumra. So therefore, it's good here also. He gave her roar. He held it's also to have the beer shown on Shabbos. V'inam in other pshatas like this, I'll bring you proof that her roar goes liyaser. Ki hod the tanya will learn like this. Chut hashedra shenifsak. If you have a chuta shedra of an animal, that's the backbone. It was nifsak, it was cut, so it's called the treifa. Now, how much of the chuta shedra of the backbone has to be broken? Berubai, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says roiv of the bone has to be broken. Then it becomes a treifa. If less than roiv is broken, it's not called a treifa. If it didn't crack through half of it. Rebbe Yaakov Oimer af nikuf. Rebbe Yaakov said, no, even a small hole in the chuta shedra makes the animal a treifa. And the Gemara says, hoira Rebbe k'Rebbe Yaakov. Rebbe was hoira k'Rebbe Yaakov. Even though Rebbe Yaakov is more machmir, Rebbe Yaakov says, not only berubai, if roiv of the bone is broken through, but even a small hole breaks the, a small hole in the bone makes it a treifa. So you see also, it's shaykh to have a lotion of hoira, even though you're saying anissa. And Omer Rav Huna, ein aloch k'Rebbe Yaakov. Rav Huna said, no, the loch is not like Rebbe Yaakov. Rakoponim, you see, Rebbe said Hayroah k'Rebbe Yaakov. So it's possible to have a Shem Hayroah even though you're saying a Chumrah. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Masni Hochi. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak learns like this. He learned like this, that Omer Rav Avua. Rav Avua said, that Shoa Rav Yishmol ben Yaakov de Mintzur es Rav Yechonon b'tzaydan. That Rav Avua said over that he heard, that Rav Yishmol Rav Yaakov asked the Shiloh from Rabbi Yechonah B'tzaydin, for Yanor Shmi, and I heard it. Rabbi Avua said this over that I heard, so Rabbi Shmuel asked the question to Rabbi Yechonah. And the question was, Maho Livlo B'tchilo B'Shabbos? Is it Mutta for the Chosin to have the first Bia Friday night on Shabbos? V'yoma Layosa, and Rabbi Yechonah answered back that it's Osa. But the Gemara comes out, V'hilchasa, what's the Maskona, what's the Psak Halacha? Mutta Livlo B'tchilo B'Shabbos. That's the maskono that it's mutter to have the bia, the first bia is mutter on Friday night. Now look, it's very good, because we all like a b'shimin shita that a dover shayinim eskaven is mutter. But since l'maisi, you're not mechaven to make a chabura, you're not mechaven to make the pesach, it happens by itself, and it's not a psik reisha, therefore l'maisi it's mutter. And therefore it's mut l'chura to make the chuppah Friday afternoon, ha'manas to make the first bia Friday night. That's the bottom taisa that says, the maskana also is, v'loicha shinan shema yishkot benayif. We don't have the gzeru, we're not afraid, even though the Gemara before said there's another chash, not to make the chasna maitzoy Shabbos, or not even Friday, because we're afraid maybe we'll have to shecht, you won't have enough meat, you'll shecht the chicken. So now that we're paskening, it's mutter to make the first bia Friday night, that means you're allowed to make the chasna Friday afternoon, and even though you're going to have to give the sheshvin and tea that night, you're not afraid, Mishum Shem Yishchid Benoif, for Yehos Sam Chinon, Lemevet Sudis B'Shabbos. Therefore, that's the minig, that we do make big Echveis B'Mitzvahs, you either make a Chasn on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Suda on Shabbos. The Kinyan, you're supposed to do before Shabbos. But some places are more, they make the Chuppah right before Shabbos, and then the Suda they make on Shabbos, that's our Gemara Maskona, you're allowed to make the Suda on Shabbos. And Avad, you're allowed to make the Suda Mitzvah Shabbos. And Mekitza, we don't have the Gzera or Shem Yishchid Benoif. We're not afraid of that. Right. Omer Rabbi Chilboy, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Abba Bazavda, Omer Rav, Achas Pesula, whether your wife is a Pesula, she never lived with a man yet, the Achas Amona, whether she was married already, the Locher is Tuna Brocha. You have to have a Brocha, Vishash, you make the Chuppah, you have to have a Shem of Brochas, you have to make Brochas, you have to have a Brocha. Rashi Brichas Chasanim. You have to say the Brichas Chasanim. For the Gemara, Umiyom Rav Huna, Hoch Rav Huna, say like this, Vom Rav Huna, Almona Eina Tuna Bracha. He said, no, an Almona, if she was married already once before, the second time, she does not have to have Brachas. Tomorrow, like Kasha, today there's no Stira. Kan Bebocha Shenos Almona. Go boss of the husband. If the Chosin is a Bocher, he was never married yet, even though he's marrying an Almona, he do have to make Brachas. Kan, where did he say that? The Almoin Shenos Almona. If the man was already married once, and she was already married once. In this case, you don't have to have any brachas. Freddy Gemara, is that true? The Almoin Shenos Almona, if they're both married once, the second time, now they don't have to have a bracha. Loi? Ivom Rav Nachman Amali Huna Bar Nosin. Tona, we learned like this. Minayin Labirchas Chasana Biasora. How do we know the chlau when you have sheva brachas, you could only say the brachas in front of 10 people? Or the Brichas Nesuyin, how do we know you have to have 10 people v'shas the Brichas Chasanim? Shinem will learn out by Rus, it says, by Boyez, it says, Vayikach Asar Anoshim, it says, Boyez took 10 people, Mizik Nair, Vayoy Meshuvu Poi, Vayeshvu, and they sat there, and that was the time that made the Chuppah, him and Rus, and they said the Brichas then. So who are here will learn out that you need 10 people v'shas you said the Brichas Chasanim. Now who was the Chasan here with? O Boyez Frakti Gemara Almoin. Shenos Almona, Boyez was married already. So Rashi says, Tiyom Amar Avtson Ze Boyez, Ukvar Hoyeloi Lamed Bonim Ushloishim Bonis. He already had 30 boys and 30 girls he had already. Well, Basra, Umar Mabasra brings down. So Kissi was married already before Boyez. So Boyez Achur now is an Almoin. And he got married to Rus, that was also married already. And still from here we'll learn out the whole Yisoid that you have to have the Sheva Brokers in front of 10 people. So how could you say that an Almoin, Bi Almona, does not need brachas? Here at Smashma by Boyez, they had brachas. So Gemara says, Ma'ein etuna bracha. You know what he meant to say, you don't have to have bracha. The Yom Rav Huna, Ein etuna bracha kol Zayin. That's what he meant to say. You don't have to have sheva brachas all 7 days. But if you're an Almoin, marries an Almona, you don't have brachas for 7 days. Avoyoy mech etuna bracha. But avada the day of the chasana, there is a chiyuv to have sheva brachas then. You do have to have brachas chasanim. And that was the maisa by Boyez. When Boyez had chuppah with Rus, they said the sheva brachas then, because that was the yoyim of the chasana, yoyim mechad, you have to have a bracha. And that's the locha. But in Amona, you have to have a bracha one day. For the Gemara, if so, elohod etanya, that we learned before, that shoktu chachomim atkonas b'nois Yisrael. The chomim made a special takonah, took care of the Jewish girls, that even by an Amona, when Amona got married, we say, she a somach ima gimu yomim, that we want the chosin to be with her home for 3 days. That's why we want the chuppah to be Thursday afternoon, and the first beer should be Thursday night, k'day that'll be on Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos. So l'chura, somach ima gimu yomim, she says, even by an Amona, there's a chiyuv of 3 days, not just 1 day. Tomorrow b'mai, what are we talking about over there? If the chosin is a bochor, he was never married yet. Ha'amrit shiva. Then you're telling me now, if he's a bochor, even though she's an amona, he has to have sheva brachas. 7 days he has to be with her, have simcha with her. So how come you only say that takana was for 3 days? If this special takana of shokta was where the husband was already married once before, he's an almoin, and he's marrying now an amona. And here you're saying what? That they have to be together for 3 days. The Chomim wanted to take off for 3 days. Ayam Ritchei Mechud. You're telling me now, by an Alman and Amono, the Bracha was only 1 day? So how does it stim? The Chur was, you have to be Masameach with her for 3 days if the Chiyah Bracha is only 1 day. So Gemara answers portion. The boy is saying one turn, like this. The Almoin. We're talking about an Almoin. He also was married once. But I'll tell you the locher is Yoy Mechad La Bracha. It's like a true. The Chiyah to say the Sheva Bracha is only 1 day. Only the day of the Chasna, then they have to have Sheva Brachas. But Ushlosh L'Simcha, still there's a Chiyah for 3 days to be home with your wife. The Chama want you for 3 days to stay home with your wife. Therefore you have the Svarov, Shoktu, we want you to have the Chuppah Thursday afternoon, Kedah that you'll be home with your wife for Thursday, Friday and Shabbos. Even though the Chiyah Bracha is only 1 day. Fiboyasim, another terrace I'll tell you is talking about here also could be Pibochor. I tell you we're talking about now a Bochor. He was never married yet. He got married to an Amona. And here the Chomim made a shoktu that for 3 days you have to be Besimcha. A terrace is like this. Shiva lebracha. It's taka true. Since he's a bracha, he taka has to have Shiva brachas. All the 7 days, they have to have Shiva brachas. But since she is an amona, you only have a chiyav dafka shloish l'simcha. 3 days to be b'simcha with her. So it comes out, if the person's a bachor, his chiyav brachas is 7. He has to make all 7 days sheva brachas. But the chiyav to be masamecha, that's because of her. So if she's only an amona, the chiyav is only 3 days, not more. Simple, there's no stira. Brachas taka, if she's a psula, the chiyav brach, or he's a bachor, the chiyav is 7 days. When she's an amona, the chiyav bracha is only 1 day. That's all. But the chiyav simcha, that's for 3 days.